And right as that happens, a car drives up. And that's like...
What's this legless mech?
And Barrigan goes, "Ah, oh, shit. I gotta go... Is my ma's pa's brother's kid, is Damien. I gotta go talk to him. Y'all don't have to come. He's kind of annoying as shit. But I've gotta go see what he needs." And Barrigan starts heading out to meet this car.
I think Pill's gonna trot behind.
Okay.
Because our characters are aware of Damien and Claudia, yes. Right? Yes. Or Claudia.
Yeah, we were told about them.
I think this is probably I don't know, Barrigan is pretty much always, in y'all's experience, pretty jovial and, like, a bit overbearing in that way. And this is probably the first glimpse you get. You saw Barrigan, I guess, at the end of the Echo game, kind of being like, "Hey, I was lying, I did find Deanna's Echo Drive," and giving it to Pill to decide who to sort of, like, set free. So you have seen Barrigan in a, like, in a more low-key situation, let's say. But I think this is the first time in a decade that you've seen Barrigan. He's kind of just like, kind of like lets the mask slip a little bit, and it's just like, fucking Uncle Damien. He's here because he keeps coming by. He says he has, like, the legitimate claim to the farm, and it's like, condescending as shit, and just keeps, like... He, like, talks like he keeps me on as the help, and fucking frankly, we squatted this farm to begin with. I don't think we have any documentation, but he keeps saying, like, it was his pa's brother who set up the farm, and he's just on some other shit. I gotta keep him happy, so, you know, well... Sorry about you seeing me about to lie to this man, but, you know, we were all in influencer school together, so we've all seen each other do some fake-ass shit.
So, you're related to Damien?
Oh, do you know him?
Well, I've just heard of him. I don't know much about him. I've just heard the name.
Is he an omatose?
Oh, yeah. He's an omatose. Yeah, like I said, Ma's pa's brother had him, so they'll, you know, I think it's a first cousin once removed, something like that.
Confusing. So he's here now? What does he want?
Also, I'm going to find out. Probably he wants to hassle me about the numbers that the farm is doing, and whether or not he is going to revoke my deed or whatever the fuck he keeps saying. Frankly, I humor him. Comes down to it, I got people down here and he don't, so it's my farm.
Are we going... Can we watch this interaction? I guess, like...
Sure, if you want to make me talk to myself...
Breaking the fourth wall.
I would strongly prefer not to do that if one of y'all wanted to.
No, fair enough. Do you mind us sticking around and just kind of? I love the look of these algae like fields. Interested just to maybe walk around a little bit more if you want to go take care of business.
Oh no, y'all are more than welcome here. Well, of course, you can free range of the place, whatever you'd like to do. Your home is my home. Or, you know, the other way around, I think is what I meant to say there. I'm not trying to expropriate y'all's home quite yet. Just kidding.
Yeah. We show up with a claim to the deed of the farm, too.
Well, just remember, Barrigan, that if it comes down to it, you do have people here.
Barrigan Barrigan stops in the middle of, like, you know, like, probably still, like, far enough away, you're just barely out of earshot of Damien. Bergen stops and, like, looks at Pill and then looks at the Cry Twins and goes, like, what did y'all do to Pill? This is... since when are they so supportive and kind? They were a complete piece of shit last time I met them. I mean, the most impressive.
I was not the piece of shit is all I'm gonna say. But...
No, I think Berrigan, like, cracks that joke, but, like, is like, genuinely, like, taken aback by the kindness, and is like, yeah, we've been doing a lot of work down here, and we have, and just knowing that all we got is each other is the scariest and the most empowering thing in the world to me. So yeah, of course, if y'all wanna crash out, if y'all want another wine cooler, if y'all want to go check out the algae farms, if y'all want to come with me to see Damien, like, you are my people. The thing that's actually happening I have here that Adam wrote is, the thing that Nancy Drew told Adam is that there have been sightings of ghosts, at this farm. A much more concrete haunting than the other ones we've had so far.
Okay.
At the farm, they've been sighted at the farm?
Yes. So, the four of you are... approaching this car, out steps a man. He's tall, probably almost like 6'5". Sharp nose. He's got hair as silver as his car is, which is to say, unnaturally. and Bergen goes, hey, Unc. And y'all walk over, and he sort of stands there, imposingly. And Bergen goes, Uncle Damien, these are my friends. We go all the way back. We go way back, actually. We were in influencer school together, if you can believe it. This is Roger Cry, Marvin Cry, and Pill. And Damien goes, charmed, I'm sure. Bergen, can we discuss... some business. And again, I'm not going to have a whole conversation between two characters that I run, so...
It's rude for me to interrupt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just listening.
Pill, the least rude motherfucker on the planet, definitely wouldn't have anything to say.
I am. You know how dogs drag their asshole across the carpet sometimes? I'm definitely doing that right next to Damien.
Okay. Just in the dirt on the driveway.
Yeah, I'm just proving a point. Not afraid.
Bergen goes like, Uncle Damien, I mean, what more is there to say? You keep offering, I keep refusing. It's that simple. And... oh my god, you guys are going to make me do this.
Well, I mean, it's like, we don't know this guy. I don't know what to say to it.
There's never... I have... What? When has that ever stopped you before?
We're older and more mature now since we started this game. We've been through a 15. Lot. Exactly. I'm almost, what, 203?
Uh-huh. I think that wouldn't... No, because that would mean you were 3 in the Mechs into Plowshares game, because it was like 200
sounds years about ago. Right, yeah.
Sure. I mean, it was a brutal fascist-on-fascist war, so, like, why not have 3-year-olds running farms after they've done their tour of duty?
Berrigan, what's his offer?
Damien kind of looks over, like, oh, that dog can talk, huh? And Berrigan goes... he's trying to claim the farm out from under me. He thinks I barely listen to him, honestly. this is a space that my family has owned for a long time. We do important work here, both on the farm and inside the premises. It is not something I'm just going to give up because you have, and he like looks at Damien, some spurious ass claim from like 80 years ago on the most tentative grounds I have ever heard. And he's like kind of getting worked up, and Damien is like, we don't need to talk about this in front of these strangers. This is a family issue.
Anything you can say to Berrigan, you can say to us.
Yeah, anything you can say to me, you can say to my friends. And Damien looks flustered, and he goes, well, if it's a whole thing, then why don't you invite me inside and we'll have a drink and I can properly meet your friends. And Berrigan goes, yeah. I think Berrigan goes inside and starts to whip up white chocolate green tea for Damien. Do y'all have any questions before Damien heads inside and like follows, or should we just continue this inside?
I kind of want to just take a peek, just give a look-see into the cart just to see if there's anything like.
Good idea.
You know?
I like that.
Okay. Do you wait for him to go in, or do you just do it?
So I was going to say, Marvin is just following in because he wants this white chocolate cream tea. He's thinking it's sophisticated. It's a drink he's never had before. And so
he's
trying to like show off his cultured nature by indulging in the nastiest drink to ever exist. The history of the world, yes. So that'll at least give Pill a little bit of cover.
Okay.
If the Cry twins just kind of go along for the ride, I think.
Yeah, what's Roger up to?
I feel like Roger's actually more interested in the car also, in looking inside the car.
Okay.
Yeah, so the three and of them go in. Yeah. Who wants to take lead on this role? Yeah.
Are you more detective-y?
It is literally impossible for anyone to be less detective-y than you, Ricky.
Yeah. It's true, yeah. Is this rude or detective?
Depends how you frame it.
It seems detective to me, but...
If I piss on the car right before I open it, is that rude?
I don't think that materially affects whether or not you would see anything there.
It does make it more rude, though.
Yes.
So maybe I'll keep a lookout, Raj, if you feel like...
And then I'll roll. That sounds good.
Can I help that way?
Yeah, definitely. How are you doing? The lookout seems like kind of a detective-y thing to do also, Ricky. I don't know how you could spin that to be rude. I'm happy to hear you try, but...
I'm just like, I'm looking out for all of these fucking loser-ass dorks. They fucking suck, and I hate them. I'm so rude. No, I think... Is there a negative to me not succeeding on a help roll?
No, there's no consequence.
All right. I'll just try to roll a six.
Yeah. Okay, so for that, are you prepared to be doing this lookout? This seems like a very spur-of-the-moment thing.
I don't think there's any preparation.
Yeah. Does Walking Encyclopedia help at all, Ricky, for your lookout?
No.
Okay. Roll 1d6, and it better be a 6.
I feel like I had an idea of how you could use your rude as, like, too late.
Sorry, what were you going to say? It fell off the desk, so it doesn't count. What did you say?
Oh, I was thinking, like, if you're, like, not, like, look out as much as you could play as a distraction by, like you said, peeing on something, so that if someone does see you, they're looking at you and not Roger.
That's a fantastic idea. That's a really good idea. I'm going to do that.
Try that.
Okay.
I'm just going to, like, you know how dogs are annoying and will just fucking dig in a place you just don't want them to dig? I'm just going to start digging a giant asshole in a really inconvenient place.
Okay. There has been a dog passing by my house that does that and gets dirt directly in the walkway leaving my house, like, every day now. And it's very fun. I love it.
It's me.
It's Ricky. It's
me. So does that make me rude?
Yeah, let's call it rude, and I'll just sort of say that, like, fictionally, because you're doing this, If it breaks bad, it'll break bad in a different way. Did you get a 6? It's blurry.
It's fuzzy. It's fuzzy.
That's 6. A 6.
It's a 6.
Oh. Cool.
So stupid. I hate this game.
You can't even dig a hole properly. Right. That's like it's
So no help from that. I'm gonna say like I was sort of saying, because you switched to rude, I'm just gonna, if there's consequences of this, they're gonna be slightly different. It's so, since you're a distraction, not a lookout, that means he'll probably notice more, he'll be more likely to notice if there's consequences here.
Gotcha.
Roger, I also think you're probably not prepared for this.
Agreed.
Does Handy come into play? Or could you gin up a way it would? I mean, I guess it would depend on how you are going about investigating this. Is it like, I feel like a Handy would be like if you decided to, like, you know, use one of your tools to like pop something open, like a pop open the back door or something like that, or do a drone shot or something.
Yeah, maybe. How is this just like a normal car or is it pretty big?
Normal sized. I likened it to probably like a bug or a fit, about dimensions.
So I don't need to like get high up to see inside the windows. I mean, what if I just find a little piece of scrap metal on the ground and open a door?
Yeah.
Take a look inside.
Okay. That would be 2d6 and you're rolling detective. So you want to get under a 4, correct?
Yes. Okay. I am rolling. I got a 6 and a 4.
So you got a failure, and my favorite, I get to do type rolladie.net, rolladie.net, and I get to roll a clue. 2d6. 8. Okay. It's our old favorite. You are somehow in this situation going to find a business card.
Oh my fucking god. I feel like this is the first situation where it actually makes a tiny bit of sense.
Yes.
Though.
Yeah, this could actually work, but yeah.
Unlike when you were opening a fucking fuse box and you found 2 business cards in there, yeah.
Uh-huh. Just like stuck in between
like, the fuses. So, according to our modified rules, Ducky, you can, if you would like to narrate a slightly different approach, you can re-roll that dice and see if you get a success at all. Or you can stick with it and I guess just fail.
Yeah, I wanna re-roll. I'll scrap the Handy thing. We're not opening the car. We're just looking in the window. How about that?
Okay. Yeah. So give me 1d6.
4.
I really hate you.
I hate myself. Also.
Feelings mutual.
Start. Stop. 11. That gives us something to see in the dark. What? That's a new
one. Is that another clue? Is that why?
Yep.
Man. You'd think that eventually we would get one that just says the ghost is so-and-so.
Right?
So, something to see in the dark.
Yeah.
So I found a flashlight or a glow stick?
Yeah, or like a candle? Or a lantern?
I will say...
glow in the dark text on a blank sheet of paper.
That says, the lowlands are rising. you're dead, bitch. Again. no. Luckily, me and Adam went through and made some clues ahead of time, actually. So I actually kind of... this is not as stressful as it was last time. Would you, Roger, like to fail? Or would you like to slightly change your action and re-roll that dice since you've got another clue?
Why don't I slightly rechange my action? I look in one window, not all four.
Which one?
I look in the rear left window.
Okay. Passenger side, or no.
2.
2? Okay. Oh, what a start. If one die succeeds, you barely manage it. The GM inflicts a complication or cost. Okay. So, I think this is a fairly easy one. Since this is actually very funny, can we narrate this really quick? Of like, can you tell me how it is that Roger goes from like plan A to plan B to plan C?
I feel like he is just like too excited to be doing this like thing with Pill. So like he runs to one window and like trips before he gets there, and then like another one and like trips again. He's like, dang it. And then like the lock picking just like he hurts his hand. Like he like stabs it and it misses and it like backs into the palm, and like he's like, ouchie, and then he's like, whatever. Look in one window.
Pillow's
very like defeated.
And Pillow just furiously digging a hole, like, like this is gonna like, be helpful.
It's like rock. He just keeps saying rock. He can't like
it. It's actually asphalt. Just like
totally. I love that Roger like slyly trying to pick the lock of this car probably just resulted in it looking like it got keyed.
Yeah,
you just like.
Okay, I mean, I think what obviously happens here is as y'all are headed inside, Damien hears this loud scrabbling sound on the asphalt near his car and goes, "Huh?" and turns around and sees you and goes,
"What the fuck?
Excuse me. Please, those are my personal belongings."
"Sorry about that.
Oh, these are yours. Sorry.
I didn't take a zip car.
I thought I saw something that I had the same thing of, so I got excited. I'm imagining I see something like a Beanie Baby or something. Like, you have the same one as me."
I didn't know but Damien loves Beanie Babies, but I guess he does now.
I could have sworn. Sorry, I just wanted to connect.
"Oh yes, the my dugong. Yes, I'm quite fond of my silver dugong. Do you also have a silver dugong Beanie Baby?"
I do. It's so rare. I haven't met anyone who also had one.
Sorry, when Roger sees a rare Beanie Baby, he just tends to like claw into whatever vessel hold it. Just like we'll do anything to get near it. So then we're really sorry. Yeah.
I think so just to be like sort of clear, I think Damien is like a little endeared by this, I guess, now, because like I said, apparently he loves Beanie Babies, which is a curveball, but he is going to be keeping a much harder eye on you. Like he's going to be like, "Well, you can please precede me into the house this time."
"Sure, yeah, sounds good."
So when you are looking into the car, you do see two things that seem of interest. But because you didn't succeed that totally, you are not able to pocket them. So there are these clues in there, and I can give you a brief description of them, but you can't really like investigate them quite yet. You do see a business card. It is for, it's a business card that just says, God damn it, why am I doing this? Why do I play these games? This is terrible. It's a business card that says, in, and then the number 2, and then the word deep. In Too Deep Excavation Company. thank you, Adam. I appreciate it. Like,
That's very funny.
It washed over me.
Uh-huh.
Like as it came out of your mouth, I was just like, "Oh my god!"
I'm also disappointed in myself.
No, I love it. I love it.
And then the other thing you see next to it on the back seat, I guess you looked in the back driver's side. So these are both back there. That one's probably on the seat, and there's something on the floor that is just a test tube full of this glowing green substance. So there are two things in there that seem potentially very interesting that you do see, but you cannot pocket quite yet because you got caught. Back inside, Berrigan is fixing Marvin up another green white chocolate tea and is genuinely like starting to be concerned, I think. It's Roger, you know this isn't a thing people actually drink, right? Like, is Marvin okay?
Like, I gotta be honest, this was just a joke on my part, but you took it a little too far, Marvin.
Like, I was gonna serve it to Damien, because fuck Damien, but, like, Marvin seems really invested in this.
Marvin loves trying new things.
I mean...
I just want to be liked.
On YouTube.
Yeah, you blogging.
Oh my god.
Sort of positive affirmation, I'll take it.
You're like, please just smash the like button.
Please like and subscribe.
That is what's happening, isn't it? There's one of, like, Roger's drones filming.
I'm trying to sell.
I'm like, this is good shit, brother.
Right, Bergen's
this
like,
video brought to you by white chocolate green tea.
Sounds revolting, and it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Exactly. So we'd like to take a break from our deep dive on, you know, the political crisis happening on our YouTube channel to thank our sponsor, white chocolate green tea. It's not too bad.
I feel like that's even better because it's like one step lower than it's not that bad.
Oh.
You know? It's drinkable.
You can if you want to.
For those that love the deep and delicious tasting notes of a buzz ball, turn to white chocolate green tea in the mornings.
Oh my god, buzz ball. Oh, Jesus.
Aren't they called buzz balls? Let's not censor ourselves here.
They're always plurals.
Adults here.
Anyway, what are we doing?
What am I doing inside?
Yeah.
Okay, so I am at the table. These two are kind of, you know, they're not really talking about their beef, probably. They're probably just kind of, like, sizing each other up, and, like, it's kind of like an awkward silence.
Yeah.
And I've already downed, like, two of these drinks because I don't know what else to do with myself at the table. Mm-hmm. It kind of is the only thing that's breaking the tension. But, like, I kind of want to go snooping around the house a little bit. So, like, I excuse myself to go to the bathroom. And then I also kind of want to remove myself to see if they actually start talking and I can, like, eavesdrop on them.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is probably the moment they all come in. So there's probably, like, a break when, like, Berrigan is, like, offering drinks to everyone. He does not offer anything to Damien, just serves him a white chocolate green tea and asks if Pill or Roger want anything. We don't have to, like, play that whole thing out, but yeah, maybe do you want to do this the snooping first and then we'll see if we can roll an eavesdrop up in there? Yeah. Where are you looking around? What's the
So I go back towards, like, wherever the bathroom is, and mm-hmm. then I want to basically snoop around the like if they have any bedrooms or anything.
Okay, yeah. So I think the way to I described it last time and I don't remember what it exactly was, but I think the gist of it was, like, there's a large, like, when you first come in, it's like a large living room that's clearly set up such that people can crash in there, like a good number of people can crash in there. There's a bathroom in the back. There's, I think, probably, like, it's like a farmhouse, so it's, like, not small.
Right.
There's probably, like, a good amount of, like, one room that's just dedicated to, like, storage and, like, you know, things like canning equipment or jarring, like, pickling stuff. Let's say there's two bedrooms, because I think this is a, you know, I don't know. Actually, Pill, you made this house. Like, tell me more about it. It's been a while, but what else is in here?
Is it one of those, like, classic big farmhouses that has two stories? Or maybe it's that, and it's been, like, held together, but not super well maintained. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. There's, like, the downstairs bathroom underneath the stairs, but there's an upstairs that leads to, like, maybe the bedrooms and more personal effects. You know what I mean? Like, is Berrigan the only person that lives there right now? No, right?
As far as y'all are aware, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I think people would be sleeping like on the upstairs, but maybe only like a couple of the rooms are actually viable for that.
And
I find my way upstairs.
Okay. So you're doing some detective work, it sounds like, Adam, or Marvin.
Yeah.
Are you prepared for this?
I think so. I think it's like I went up there with the intention of doing this, right?
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, I would consider that prepared.
Yeah, and feels like a pretty obvious use of keen eye also to me. Mm-hmm. trying to see some stuff. A keen eye would help.
Mm-hmm. Pick out little patterns, mm-hmm. little things.
It sounds like you're kind of soloing this. I guess if do either of you want to try to find a way to help, or what do y'all think, Roger and Pill?
I almost feel like I'm not necessarily aware that Adam's or that Marvin's not just going to the bathroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah,
because we just came in and Marvin was kind of like, "Ooh, my tummy," or something.
Yeah. I do not feel well.
Yeah.
I guess I worry it would look too suspicious if, like, I ran upstairs. Because this is happening upstairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so upstairs. I do not help.
Okay. Just a flat 3d6 then, Adam. It's a flat, like, the highest amount of dice you can roll.
It's just, that's all.
Basically. You know? I guess you can technically get up to 5 at this point if you were doing something with a mech and got successful help, which is wild. but yeah, what's your numbers? How many clues in a row are we rolling?
I got a 6, a 6, and a 5.
Okay, so just a regular old critical success.
A solid 3 successes.
Yay. Wow, that's beautiful.
If 3 dice succeed, you get a critical success. The GM tells you some extra effect you get. Is there anything you're, like, specifically looking for? Or, like... We can do this one of two ways. You can tell me if you're looking for something specific, or you can just sort of ask me questions. Maybe you can ask me like 2 or 3 specific questions, and I'll just give you an honest answer about whatever's there. Does that work?
Okay. Yeah. One of the things I'm interested in is looking to see if there's like evidence of other people that have been in the house in a long time. And then one of the other things that I was interested in looking at is like, if there's like any sort of like bell books or like witchcraft or anything like that, because we're like, or like ghost stuff, basically.
Okay.
I'm like books or, you know, like paraphernalia, if you will, of anything that like would give me a sense of like, you know, we had heard about the haunting. And so I'm just trying to figure out like.
Yeah. Okay. So to your first one. Yeah. When you start looking around, you realize that like, Berrigan has clearly, like, within the last 24 hours, done a very thorough but very rushed job of, like, hiding other people's effects that were here. There is the broad picture is, like, yeah, like, once you start looking around, you're like, if you, like, peek into a closet that's, like, not even fully closed, like, you can see it's not closed because, like, somebody left their backpack here that's clearly not Berrigan's. There's like a bunch of shit, like, and like it's probably like a backpacking backpack, like this person like travels around a lot and is staying here and maybe dipped because, like, you know, you don't know, but maybe like Berrigan got word that Damien was coming by and needed to spruce the place up or whatever it was. Among the things you find are there is a picture that's like a drone shot of like 15 people like hanging out in the living room, and among them you definitely recognize a few. I think Felucca is here. Who else would have been at this meeting?
Is Miss Bo there?
I think Miss Bo was here. I think Felucca and Miss Bo and Bet were all here. And then there's these two, I guess they're like 18 and 20 at this point. You haven't seen them in like a decade, but you would recognize Zip and John Luca anywhere. They were here. And
wait, who's like, the first one? Zip?
Wow, rude.
Yeah.
Who is Zip? Is that Syl?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay, yeah. I remember. Just making sure.
We had that whole run about their last name being Recruiter, and then we did all the Squarespace ads.
The Recruiter jokes are always funny.
So, yes, you find evidence that this is a meeting place for people. I mean, I guess I include myself in that, y'all don't know what Zip and John Luca's politics are at this point. But it seems to be a place where a group of radical people show up pretty often and recently. The other thing you find when you were looking for books regarding ghost or supernatural phenomenon, perhaps, I think Berrigan's like personal library is fairly utilitarian. I think he's got like a copy of One Straw Revolution in there. He's got a number of farming texts. He's got like History of AO24 texts. I bet he's like a. Do y'all know like the author Eric Larson? He wrote a book called like The Splendid and the Vile. He's like one of those dudes who comes out with like a fairly large history text every like 5 years or whatever. That's like popular history, but it's like it's not fucking Reefer Madness or Fast Food Nation like pop. It's like it's like we are going to do a deep dive into this one dude's life who, did all of the urban planning in Chicago or whatever. He's got like stuff like that, I think. And then sort of tucked away among all of those, there is a book that is like, it's like, it has no spine. It's like staple bound basically, like, literally just stapled together across like four or five things. It's not small. And it just says like, does it? Okay. It says A Speculative History of the Omatose Farms by Miss Bow. And it is a longer text that if you just flip through it real quick, you can basically see like, if you'll remember Miss Bow's speech before the second mystery, she was talking a lot about like the history of this world and how there are documents, even though you're in the year like 78,000, that there are documents ranging back from the 1800s, so like 76,000 years ago. And she talked a lot about how it might be that there are some strange things with time happening on this world. So she, for as committed a materialist revolutionary as she is, she gets a little timey-wimey, I guess, sometimes in her scholarship. Because that seems like the place this is. But this is a specific volume about this particular tract of farmland. There's stuff about the war here. There's stuff about the like whole history of AO24. But it's all sort of positioning this piece of land as the burial site of something ancient that has been sort of revered ground for some 70,000 years, as strange as that may sound.
So even when I was like working the farm,
yes, yeah, long, long, long before Pill's time, something happened here that, or something was buried here that has sort of spiritual or supernatural implications, is maybe how she puts it. Yeah, that sound good? Do we?
Yeah,
that sounds like a critical success.
Yeah, you uncovered.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Adam.
No, I was just saying that's a huge success. It's quite the reconnaissance mission.
Yeah.
I was just happy you found so much. That's like a lot of good information.
prepping the mystery turns out really fucking helps.
Turns out with a lot of these no prep games, prepping makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah.
So let's cut back to Pill and Roger. What are y'all up to? How are you taking Damien keeping a very close eye on you as he begrudgingly drinks green tea with white chocolate in it?
Yeah, I imagine we're sitting in like the living room area in like a triangle shape, and he's just like kind of staring at us, and we're like both sitting on this long couch, like looking kind of ashamed. but also like, I don't know, looking around, like taking everything in, like noticing like knickknacks and like, stuff around. But I feel like he's not really talking to us.
Do you think you and I had a chance to touch base on like what you saw in the car, like the what was the business called, In Too Deep Excavation? Do you think we'd
probably not.
Okay.
Unless we have a way to, I don't think we have a way to like text.
Yeah.
You have established that you have cell phones. That was established in the first mystery. So,
but can like you me, text a dog?
Yeah, that's my question.
You wouldn't text. You wouldn't download a car font. You wouldn't text a dog.
Fine, I'll text the dog.
I mean, I guess you could text a robot dog, maybe, because I am a robot dog.
Yeah,
but
maybe
regardless.
It just like shows up as like in front of your eyes somehow, mm-hmm. little mini hologram.
Except for you actually accidentally turned your Siri onto accessibility mode, so it just starts reading it out.
Hey, I found a business card. It said, In Too Deep Excavation, lol.
We'll save that for a failed roll, I guess. But yeah, I mean, if y'all want to have touch base on that, I think we can sort of hand wave away specifics.
I'm down for the restriction. I mean, it doesn't... Whatever you think is makes more sense, Duck.
What restriction?
Just like if I don't know about the excavation company, yeah, that's totally fine.
There's also the bottle of green glowing stuff, the test tube.
Yeah, I think it's more interesting if only I know about it at this point.
Okay,
and cool. I'm just kind of like uneasy, like oh god, like what's going on? Yeah, I'm thinking about the goo specifically. And the green farms. What's the connection there, you know?
Thinking about the goo.
Just thinking about the goo.
Always thinking about that goo.
Not sexualizing my character. I am 14.
Hey, I didn't do it.
There's many types of goo. It doesn't have to be sex goo.
I did not intend it that way.
It could be
gross.
It could be Nickelodeon smud. It could be Nickelodeon gack. It could be all these different Nickelodeon goos.
I was trying to make goo be the acronym for garlic olive oil, because there's like, you know, garlic olive oil, it's goo.
You can make that happen.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry for derailing you like six times while you're talking, Duck.
No. I just feel like Roger is sort of dumb and like into like shiny things. And I think he's just visualizing like, oh, because I remember he was really into the rocks. Mm-hmm. Glowing rocks at the mine. So I feel like seeing the green goo just makes him think of that and the fields, and he's like, oh god, what's going on?
Is it like a gotta get that goo moment, or is it like a like just trying to connect things? Adam is so nonplussed by all of this.
Just your typical gotta get that goo moment.
I think he's just thinking about the connections, thinking about if I'm just like thinking that Damien is connected to the fields now, and if what he could be doing with it, like, is he taking samples? Is he like in touch with a scientist? It just like opens up his role a little bit for me.
Who in the sheets, algae in the streets.
You're fired. You're off the podcast, Ricky.
That's fair. That's fair, and I accept that. I didn't even think about how goo in the sheets sounds. I'm sorry. I didn't even mean that. I just didn't even mean that.
Okay. Well, it's not your intentions. It's the harm you cause.
It's the impact of absolutely.
You mentioned the mine rocks. Did remind me that you'll probably still have some of those, just like in your bags. I would imagine that's just like. Y'all could have taken some of those if you wanted to. I'm sure both Roger and Marvin would be carrying some of those around, because y'all were, I was going to say, horny for those rocks. So I guess that's just where we're at. Where my brain is at least.
Yeah, I still got those rocks.
Yeah, do you think that's a role, or do you think that's a... Are we doing a Mind Palace kind of role here for Roger? Like a... Like meme of the Brazilian woman with all the math in front of her head. Or is it more of a wait and see kind of thing?
Wait, so just to be clear, this house is not Damien's. This is Berrigan's house.
Yes, Damien has a claim to it that he is trying to push Berrigan out, but as of now, it is Berrigan's house.
So none of Damien's stuff would be, like, in the house?
Good question. Probably not at this point, given what we just learned from Marvin's side, just because, like, if he had left anything, Berrigan probably would have shoved it into a closet with everything else.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember,
you also have tools, you also have, like, your drones and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I roll a droney thing as a last ditch. So he made us, like, you know, walk in all guard-like into the house. But I think perhaps, you know, I'm really good at drones. I could, like, fly it out of, like, a little hole or something in the house. And now the drone is outside.
Yeah.
Looking in the car for me, the rest of the car. Just to see if there's anything else that we missed.
Y'all, I just switched over to my OBS. I've only been recording my end of this whole thing.
Oh.
That's so cool. That's so rad.
Sorry.
I really fucked up.
Amazing.
Damn.
Pretty good Godsmack logo in the chat, though.
We've put some good pickies in there.
God damn it, the fucking Twinkie thing.
Yep.
Oh, wow, fantastic.
Oh.
Sex-obsessed modern version.
Well, I was editing.
PS9.
That was the last part of Mystery 2 was that whole chat, and God, just very funny and the most miserable thing to... It's all just terrible people.
I can't remember how we got on Twinkies, but we don't have to go there.
I said, would it be meaningful to y'all if I described a character as, like, Twinkie he they? And I got some silence, and then Adam, you were like, yes, we all know them. And Ricky was like, yeah, we know, like, at least a dozen apiece. And then you, Ducky, were like, I was just thinking of the Twinkie guy.
I'm so sorry.
And it's spiraled.
I mean, who also counts, honestly. I mean, you look at him and he's... That's a Twinkie he they. Uh-huh. Cowboys can be he they.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.